This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The global tourism sector is likely to face ongoing uncertainty for the rest of the year, resulting in losses to the world economy of up to $2.4 trillion, UN economists said on Wednesday. According to trade and development body UNCTAD and the UN World Tourism Organization UNWTO, a recovery is not expected before 2023. Likening current international traveler numbers to those last seen in the 1980s, the agency said that in 2020, foreign arrivals were about 1 billion people lower than pre-pandemic levels, a 73% decrease. Here's Zoritsa Urosevic, UN World Tourism Organization representative in Geneva.
The problem that we are mainly facing is that many livelihoods are really a threat. We have lost 1 billion travelers, so 1 billion opportunities for people to build livelihoods, especially in developing countries.
The UN World Tourism Organization spokesperson added that the recovery will depend on COVID-19 vaccination campaigns and immunization certificates, like the ones being launched by the European Union on Thursday. Developing countries have been hit most by the slump caused by the pandemic, with estimated reductions in traveler numbers of between 60 and 80%. The number of international migrant workers has increased from 164 to 169 million, the International Labour Organization, or ILO, said on Wednesday, noting a marked rise in the number of young people seeking opportunities abroad too. A new report from the ILO indicates that migrant workers made up 1 in 20 of the world's workforce in 2019, often carrying out key functions in critical sectors from healthcare to food processing. Despite their value to the global economy, the UN body warned that many migrant workers face uncertainty at work, a situation made worse by the pandemic. Here's Manuela Tomei, director of the ILO Conditions of Work and Equality Department.
We have seen that in a number of regions and countries, migrant workers represent a sizable share of the labor force. So they are contributing, of course, to the economies and societies of destination countries, but also of their home countries through their remittances.
More than 2 in 3 migrant workers are concentrated in high-income countries, with 63.8 million in Europe and Central Asia and another 43.3 million in the Americas. The Arab states, Asia and the Pacific each host around 24 million migrant workers, while Africa has 13.7 million, representing 8.1% of the total. A top international rights expert has called for the creation of a global pandemic protection fund to prevent countries from being caught off guard by a new crisis. At the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday, Olivier Deschutes, Special Rapporteur on Poverty, noted that the World Health Organization had called for investment in global preparedness more than 2 years ago. Developing countries will need help to achieve this, Mr. Deschutes explained, before outlining how a new international financing mechanism would provide the right incentives and sustainability to establish robust social protection systems. In the past, too little was invested in healthcare, unemployment, old age pensions, or children and disability allowances, and the poor are now paying the high cost of this mistake, Mr. Deschutes told the council. According to the International Labour Organization, ILO, 4 billion people lack any form of social protection today. Another 1.2 billion have only partial protection, and only 35% of children benefit from allowances that ensure they can receive childcare, nutrition, and education. Daniel Johnson, UN News.